No wonder for the food they get, thought the girl simultaneously. When it came to food, the artifacts were much better off, as they didn't need any food at all, except for a speck of oil now and then. It was time now to leave, before the adults at home started to borrow. "Where have you been? We were looking for you everywhere. Your father worries to tears, and that's on his birthday. Now, really, what did come up to your minds, my goodness?" Vasanta Hazy sighed, quite worried, but then embraced her beloved, and had she had a third arm, she had grasped for Arundel as well. Open-mindedness like that Arundel was not used to, and the sisters didn't know malevolent's secrecy. Arundel realized that she had to change. Overall, they hadn't been away for more than 1 hour. Somehow, it became so quiet in the garden after they had left. Therefore, the inquiries and search started shortly after they disappeared. Lucky enough, Vasanta had had an idea what in fact was going on, as she understood the nonverbal stream of human communication and could, so to speak, read between the lines. If things like that happen to occur again, just leave a message or drop a note, especially you, Arundel. All right. The three of them nodded and blushed. Arundel felt guilty. It had been hers who prevented Karinia from telling her mother. She had been afraid of complications. Once more, she noticed that she couldn't compare Mr. and Mrs. Hazy with her parents. That was something she had to learn right away. The mood of celebration had gone as the shade of secrecy fell on the merry day. The sun ended his route in the west and sank fast behind the houses opposite. It got chilly in the shade of the evening. Therefore, Vasanta asked her guests in. She smiled mysteriously and offered a surprise. She hoped to alter the course to manage to turn round the rudder. "The three little runaways want to give us a report," she said, as soon as everybody was in the house, except those who left for good. But they would have gone anyhow. The Slybwood clan stayed, and that was most important, Arundel thought, and so did Vasanta Hazy. Had she been hoping to enlighten her husband for the subject of his colleagues, she had hoped in vain, as they lay miles apart. Astrophysics and archaeology had nothing but the capital A in common. Heinrich Hazy was an archaeologist by heart and guts. He and Grisella were colleagues in the historical seminar since the big change, when the antique part of history was adopted and nominally integrated. In fact, that didn't mean anything, except that now nobody knew anymore where the money went that was dripping in more or less regularly. Anyway, that was why they met occasionally, here and there and in the corridors, to exchange a brief hello or a friendly nod. For Grisella, history was a new field as well. She was specialized on old languages. Anyway, that was why she got scientifically in touch with Heinrich Hase, who could need as much help as possible on this tricky field. Instead of seating themselves around the big dining table, the guests preferred to stand in groups and converse. Vasanta wondered whether she should interfere, but then she decided for a change. "Dear Heinrich, your daughters returned from their excursion with a present for you, and that they would like to perform right now." "Yes, dears,"
a little punishment you do deserve, she added when she saw the girls' faces. By the way, Arundel is staying with us tonight. Yes, I made everything clear with your mother while you were away. No objections. Tomorrow is Saturday and you can sleep late. Nobody's got to get up. Arundel embraced Mrs. Hazy spontaneously and thanked her by heart, while Florina and Carinia jumped at her so it looked as if the golden goal was achieved at the final match of the World Championship. Then the girls reported what had happened in Liptopia, and while they reported, they noticed all of a sudden what they didn't realize before. I don't know where exactly we were, but I know for sure that nobody should long for such a future. The three of them were quite certain and agreed upon. Life seemed easy for humans because they are pampered by their artifacts in any way. In addition, they became stupid and lazy that way. All work is done by those artifact machines, as the general preferred to address them. And the artifacts seem to be quite able to reproduce themselves and to improve without human assistance. In fact, they don't need the humans anymore. Still, they pretend to serve, and all they do, they say, is done for their masters. However, that's of course nonsense. In reality, they cheat their masters and keep them under permanent control by television. They strangle their free will and prevent them from any kind of physical exercise. For any distance, they have them put into carriages or sedans. They have specially designed artifacts for that kind of labor. Because of that, humans grow crippled arms and legs, because they don't have to do anything. On the other hand, perhaps the genes altered. Schools are totally out and are closed by now. The artifacts spread the rumor that humans know everything right from the start because they are humans and no machines, which have to be programmed. That sounds logical, and perhaps the artifacts themselves believe in that. Anyway, because of that, the brains of the humans atrophy. We got a prominent example for that, added Carinia, Arundel's report. The girls looked at each other and nodded. Yes, Prince Watchalot was kind of gaga anyway. At least he wasn't able to rule, definitely not, agreed Florina. I've got to think over my attitude towards school, Arundel added with a heavy sigh. And this time Mrs. Hazy nodded emphatically and smiled mysteriously. That'll come, no doubt. Soon you will see, my dear child. Most of all, the birthday celebrant was pleased by this sensational excavation from the depths of time, as he put it. Mr. Hazy was so proud of his girls. They made him the nicest present he could think of, he exclaimed. Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel's Phenomenology of the Spirit, where this problem is due, came to Grisella's mind. Hegel demonstrated the complex system of dialectics of master and slave, quite similar to what they just heard about the Leptopians. However, she was not allowed to say a word of that now and here. Such thought would lead astray, the hostess proclaimed. Somehow, philosophy raised almost holy emotions.